Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Tuesday, 22nd of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on 22nd of August as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index. The BSE Sensex gained 267 points in the previous trading session to close at 65,216, while the Nifty 50 closed 83 points higher at 19,393. The pivot point calculator now suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,322, followed by 19,292 and 19,242. In case of an upside, 19,421 can be the key resistance area and then 19,452. US markets. US stock futures were flat on Monday night as the Nasdaq Composite and the S&P 500 snapped a four-day negative streak in what has been a losing month for all major averages. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 33 points or 0.1%. S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 futures both ticked down 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite posted its biggest advance of the month during Monday's main trading session, rising 1.6%. The S&P 500 added close to 0.7%. Meanwhile, the Dow ticked down by 0.1%. Notably, the broad market index and tech-heavy Nasdaq were able to post gains even as the yield on 10-year Treasury reached its highest level since November 2007, gaining about 9 basis points to trade at 4.34%. Tech shares historically struggle in a high-rate environment, making the tandem rise with yields on Monday more striking for Wall Street. European markets. European stock markets closed marginally higher on Monday after slipping to a six-week low at the end of last week. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index ended 0.1% higher, with sectors and major bourses pointing in opposite directions. Auto stocks led gains up 1.1% as construction and material stocks dipped 0.6%. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were largely higher in early trade today, even as yields on US 10-year Treasury bonds hit their highest levels not seen in over a decade. Japan's Nikkei index climbed 0.86%, while top picks rose 0.72%. Overnight, SoftBank Group's chip unit arm filed for a Nasdaq listing that is expected to be the largest of the year. South Korea's KOSPI also gained 0.88% and the KOSDAQ was up 0.84%. However, the Australia's S&P ASX 200 extended losses from Monday and slid 0.19%. On Monday, China's central bank cut its one-year loan prime rate by less than expected and left its five-year rate unchanged. Economists had expected a 15 basis point cut to both due to default risks in the embattled property sector and raised questions over whether China will deliver a stimulus-led economic turnaround. Aeroflex Industries IPO. Mumbai-based flexible flow solutions provider Aeroflex Industries has mopped up 103 crore rupees from 15 anchor investors ahead of its IPO launch. The 15 investors that participated in the anchor book included Nippon Life, Invesco, Vito Capital, Bank of India Mutual Fund, Quantum State Investment Fund, Societe Generale and Universal Sompo General Insurance Company. The IPO will open for bidding today and the final day will be 24th of August. The price band for the book built issue has been fixed at 102 to 108 rupees per share. Adani increases stake in flagship firm. Billionaire Gautam Adani-led promoter group has increased its stake in the group's flagship firm, that is Adani Enterprises. Promoter group holding has increased from 67.65% to 69.87% according to a stock exchange filing. Promoter group firm Kempas Trade and Investment, which had minimal stake in the firm, acquired 2.2% in the open market between 7th of August and 18th of August, according to the filing. The stake increase comes at a time when US-based boutique investment firm GQG Partners has also been increasing its shares in Adani group firms. GQG has increased its stake in Adani Ports to 5.03% last month by way of bulk deal, according to stock exchange filings. GQG now has stake in 5 of the 10 Adani Group firms. Oil prices. Oil prices on Monday edged higher as tighter supply reflected in fewer exports from Saudi Arabia and Russia, and high heating oil prices outweighed concern over global demand growth. Brent crude was up 52 cents to $85.32 a barrel, and US West Texas Intermediate crude was up 65 cents at $81.90 per barrel. The September WTI contract expires on Tuesday, that is today, and the more active October contract gained 49 cents to $81.85 a barrel. Both front-month benchmark prices snapped a 7-week winning streak last week, with a weekly loss of 2% on concern that China's sluggish economic growth will curb oil demand, while the possibility of further increases to US interest rate also continues to cast a shadow over the demand outlook. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth 1900 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors purchased 626 crore worth of stocks on 21st of August. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Gaggar of Progressive Shares, who shares his contrarian view on specialty chemical stocks. Specialty chemical industry is currently going through a tough time due to oversupply by China, which has resulted in price slump across industries. Let's listen in to find out why he's bullish on these stocks when the sector is going through a tough time.
To be on the contrarian side of recommendations is to stand against the herd. But that's where sound investments and sometimes good money is made if the market supports your thought process in the long run. While the same is a double-edged sword, calculated risk can fetch smart returns. One of the sectors that we have a contrarian view on is specialty chemicals and intermediates. For many in the fraternity, this sector is currently like a mimosa plant, touch me not. Especially after the recent result season. The sector has been on a downtrend for quite some time now, owing to reasons known to all, like stocking of inventory, raw materials, finished goods, etc. Geopolitical issues, exorbitant pricing due to the shortage, comeback of China, depressed margins, etc., which are the major concerns translating into a sell hold for many analysts. Needless to mention, there are cycles in all of the businesses, big or small. We agree that from the inventory stocking to the dumping from China, it has been a tough ride for the sector and associated players. But we also feel that the high cost inventory has been depleting, and hence it is time to look at the sector once again. A quarter or two of pain could prevail, but that's where the cherry picking happens for long-term players. While some companies are involved in taking corrective actions related to inventory management, some are involved in greenfield expansion, some are involved in brownfield expansions, bottlenecking, and the ones with land constraints are looking at upgrading the reactors, boilers, chillers, etc., which can set some upticks in the margins profile before committing to any major investments for plant expansion. We feel long-term investors can build a basket of this sector while nibbling at every correction, and we essentially advocate to SIP. From our coverage, we have stocks like Bharat Rasayan, Aether Industries, Sudarshan Chemicals, Tatva Chintan Pharma, Alkylamines, Ultramarine Pigments, and Punjab Chemicals, which can be slowly sipped into. As it is a contrarian bet, there could be some downside in the immediate future or until investors digest the numbers. However, any knee-jerk reaction should be taken as an opportunity to invest before the cycle begins to turn towards expansion. We feel that the sector will bounce back to work for Make in India, localization and self-sufficiency, focused, propelled by the Government of India as well as by the companies both. However, the margins profile will be something that we need to monitor consistently. And one must also remember, performance of the past may not necessarily repeat it in the future.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.